Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Good morning and welcome aboard. For the next 3 hours, we invite you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the Mr. Fix-It Show. Your host, Lou Manfredini, is handy, witty, and some might even say the bomb. But wherever this journey takes you, you'll surely have an enjoyable time.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
At this time, please make sure your coffee is hot, radio is turned up, and tool belt is tightly fastened. All portable electronic devices must not be set to airplane mode in order to stream live.
I'm excited, and I feel relaxed, and I'm ready to party!
We know you have a choice with Bear Your Dial Lands on Saturday mornings. So on behalf of the entire cabin crew, we thank you for riding the airwaves of the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.
Hi, everybody. 7:11 in the morning. It's Lou Manfredini back in the saddle again. My thanks last week to Dave Plyer sitting in, Tom Nordine, Jim Majorovitz, Joe Donahue, and Joe Ferroni for sitting in and helping out. I do really appreciate that. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems and by Ace Hardware. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Veronica and I have already chatted this morning. Hi, Veronica, again.
Good morning. So you recovered from all the flying?
Yeah, well, I had so much fun on vacation that I really don't care, right? We were gone a long time.
Yeah.
In Mexico, which is an annual trip for us, and went with some great friends, and oh my gosh, it was so much fun.
I don't even have to ask how the weather was, right?
It was perfect.
I thought so.
It was perfect. Mm-hmm. It was 80 degrees every day, sunny. I didn't think the sun could look that pretty every single day as the sunset in Puerto Vallarta. So much so that this group of friends that we vacation with is a constant. We've gone for years with them. And I think you were still working at BBM, but when we, Lindsay, in September, we did a, hi, Lindsay, good morning.
Good morning.
We did a remote at one of our hardware stores for our 10th anniversary there in Edgebrook. Mm-hmm. And my friend Marianne Teister, who is a woman that has a lot on her mind, she is... her husband is a fantastic listener. He's just a remarkable listener, which suits him very well because his wife is an amazing talker.
it's a good team.
Yeah. And so Marianne has a lot to say. And so we did 5 minutes with Marianne at our anniversary broadcast. Now, she's never broadcast before, but she's like, no, I got a lot to say, she says.
She could have her own show.
Right. So they're all still in Mexico. We came back. And so I go, well, why don't we do 5 minutes with Marianne from Mexico? And so today, because people are always like, oh, you go to Mexico? Isn't it so dangerous? Why do you go to Mexico? Right? So after 9 o'clock this morning, because I didn't want her to have to get up too early because she's still on vacation, we're going to do 5 minutes from Marianne from Puerto Vallarta, Mexico.
Oh, I didn't realize that she was in Mexico.
Yeah, that phone number I gave you.
There wasn't a phone number in there. I was just going to ask you.
Oh,
for it.
Well,
off
I better get that for you.
I didn't realize that it was in Mexico.
You can't read minds.
Yeah,
Lindsay.
Right. There wasn't an attachment in that email.
No.
Really?
Mm-mm.
All right. You have my phone. It's in there.
Oh, I do.
From Marianne. Anyway, we're going to talk about the five fun facts about Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Have you ever been?
No. You know, growing up in California.
Yeah.
Everyone always went to Mexico for vacation. I mean, young people, because it was cheap.
So cheap.
But I, silly me, I was always working. Never went.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting about the whole Mexican thing. It is an inexpensive place to go, and it is beautiful. But right next to where we were staying, they were building a villa, okay? And there were these construction workers, I would say 6 or 7 young men, okay? And there were a couple older guys there, too. And they're wearing gym shoes and shorts and a T-shirt. And they're pouring concrete. They're mixing the concrete with shovels, like a pile of sand. And the way that these villas are, the road is way up high, and it's like almost like a mountainous it's a mountain next to like a cliff next to the water. Mm-hmm. So if they're going to build these villas, they have to raise them up out of the ground a little bit so that they're not on the water. So they're pouring these concrete columns that they put all the steelwork. And these men are loading by hand concrete into a bucket, 5-gallon bucket, and then they're carrying it by hand, climbing up a 10-foot step ladder and dumping it into this form. They're not wearing any gloves. If you've ever done any concrete work, you know it just tears your hands up because mm-hmm. of all the chemicals in it. And they're working quietly, you know, because there's people staying in these other villas around there. And so I asked the guy that was, you know, bringing us drinks, who, by the way, did a terrific job bringing us drinks. I go, how much does those guys make an hour? And he said, well, you know, in Mexico, we don't get paid by the hour. We get paid by the day.
Oh.
Right? I go, okay. He goes, those laborers doing all that work are probably making 250 pesos a day. Now, the exchange rate right now is about 17 to 18 pesos to a dollar.
Oh, jeez.
So that's like 15 bucks working all day. And so where here come the Americans to come to Mexico for the cheap vacation, you're like, okay. But these people are working their fan. Now, of course, the cost of living's less, you know, of what they have to pay to. Mm-hmm. But still, it's crazy to think that that's what, for that kind of work.
They wouldn't even do it for $15 an hour here.
Correct. They'd be complaining. Right. Exactly. Right. So, you know, that's the juxtaposition of the whole thing. But, you know, it's a beautiful area. It's a big tourist area. And we'll have some fun facts coming up with Marianne from Mexico. What are you laughing at? Did you find the phone?
I did, and her email to you guys back and forth.
Yeah,
funny.
Right. She's funny. Well, I wondered. I told her, what are you going to wear? She's like, I'm on the radio. So anyway, we'll learn more about that today. Also, we have a Noodaloo 2. Lindsay, can I tell you that when you sent me this thing on the Noodaloo 2, I actually have some of these. I think they're fantastic. And I do because it kind of is a... what's the word I'm looking for? It's a, I just feel better about using them. I don't want to give too much away. So you have to listen at 7:50. I feel better about using them and reusing them because I think that a lot of the other stuff that you put in there, Lord knows what's in it. And you're using them in different ways and you're wondering, oh, and then I'm eating stuff out of it. Ooh, I've given you too much information. That's our Noodaloo 2 coming up this morning. Let's get to your phone calls right away. I do appreciate you all listening every week. And also, again, as I mentioned, those folks filling in last week, I really do appreciate them coming in the morning. 312-981-7200 is the phone number of the Mr. Fix-It Show. This is Mark in Riverside. Mark, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Morning, Lou. How are you doing? Welcome back.
Thank you. I'm great.
Beautiful. I'm calling in regards to replacing a furnace. We have a 20-plus-year-old Carrier unit, maybe one of the first generation, 90-plus.
Wow.
And looking to replace it and doing some research, I'm just trying to figure the big difference between a single-stage and two-stage heating. I'm not sure if that's just gas valve-related. And then also the blower speeds, the difference between, like, variable and four-speed or high efficiency.
Now, okay, sure. I'm happy to talk about that. You said your system's how old?
About 23 years old.
When you bought that system back then, they had already had multi-speed blowers and two-stage burners, the whole nine yards. But the technology was a little, it wasn't that reliable because they were just figuring that stuff out. And back then, because I've been doing this so long, I would say, you know what, all those features, I would stay away from them because it's just one more thing to break. That is not the case anymore. The whole idea behind the multi-stage heating system and the multi-speed blower is it's on a day like today, okay, what is it going to be? 50 degrees. Now, your house is still going to be cold. With that multi-stage blower and burner, it's only going to kick on halfway and use less energy just to maintain the temperature in your home. That ultimately translates to energy savings because, you know, imagine if you've got, you know, six burners in the thing, and now when the unit kicks on, it only uses three because all it's trying to do is put a little sweater on you, you know, to keep you warm. And I have had in our home in Chicago, we have a multi-stage burner and blower in a Carrier system. It's a Carrier Infinity system. And it has been, we service it annually, and it has been problem-free since we put the unit in. And what I really like about the multi-stage blower is that you don't hear that loud sound when it's just maintaining the heat. It's kind of a nice low hum that you don't even hear anymore, and it's not going 1,000 miles an hour. Everybody offers it. I'm going to tell you that if you're going to choose a new furnace, Carrier certainly makes a good one. Train makes a fine unit. Lennox makes it. Stay with those big brands. The dirty little secret in the industry is they all share a lot of parts inside of them. You know, the burners that they use, the gas valves, you know, they typically are made by Honeywell, a lot of parts inside there. So it's all about the warranty that they give you and the service that the company that's going to install it will give you as well.
Now, just a question in regards to a brand. You mentioned those brands. Very familiar with those names. Have you ever heard of a brand called Nordyne?
Yeah, sure. Nordyne's an old-time name. It's owned by, who owns Nordyne?
They just had their name changed to, like, Norvekers.
Yeah, but Nordyne is owned by somebody. It's not Trane.
It says they manufacture for Maytag, Frigidaire.
Yeah, so that's what it is. Excuse me. They manufacture. It's hard to keep track of these guys because, you know, everybody buys somebody. They make the Maytag line. Nordyne's been around a long time. Now, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, for instance, so to give you an example of the lineage. So Carrier, okay, the other brand that's under their umbrella is Bryant. It is the exact same equipment with a different sticker on it. Now, the only difference is the warranties that they may give on it. But, I mean, if I take those, in other words, in Indianapolis where they make them, today they're making Bryants and tomorrow they're making Carriers. And the person on the end is sticking a different sticker on the box.
Just like Train and American Standard.
Train and American Standard. Then they also make a line at Carrier called Payne, P-A-Y-N-E. And that comes off the same line as well. Now, it doesn't have the same features. It's not, you know, they don't do multi-stage this and that. So some of those features are different, but they use a lot of the same parts. Mm-hmm. And so I have no problem with that because the HVAC guys will be able to service it for you. You know, again, it's about the quality of the contractor, the warranty that they're going to give you, and making sure that it's somebody that knows how to size the thing correctly. Because what you're going to buy is more than likely going to be smaller than what you have currently because they're more efficient. I appreciate the phone call. It's 7:23 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after these.
Everybody get up.
Wake up. Time to tune into that lovable Lou on the Mr. Fix-It Show. Right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Hey, will you look up something for me? You know that Siding and Windows Group, which they're a fine company. They do a great job. But I need a phone number, too, not just a website. Got a lot of people like to talk to people. SidingandWindowsGroup.com.
All right. Ready?
Oh, you got it?
Sure.
All right, hold on, wait. Get 15% off. Visit thesidinggroup.com to learn more or call
847-251-4200.
312-981-7200 is a phone number. Lou Manfredini here, back in the saddle again. The Mr. Fix-It Show live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. Mimi is in Park Ridge. Hi, Mimi. You're on WGN.
Hi, Lou. I have some outside. Let me just say, in 2012, I had all the concrete replaced on the outside of the house, the patio, stairs, driveway, everything. And this was in 2012. So about a year ago, there was a 6x6-inch chunk that was cracking and eventually crumbled of the bottom step. So I thought, well, I probably should have the steps report, and I called around, and I found a company, and they came out and said, okay, we can do this for whatever the amount was. And when they came on the date we agreed on, they said, oh, no, you know what, we changed our mind. You don't need all these stairs report. We'll just put an overlay on these seven steps for $3,400, and it'll be fixed. You don't need to do the whole thing. So they did that. Since that time, they've come out twice to do the same work, to try and replace this chunk of concrete that's come off. It's still crumbled. I don't trust these guys anymore. This week I've tried to email different associations that I thought might be related to concrete to see if somebody could come out and tell me what I really need to do to have these steps fixed.
Okay. How do you know how the overlay that they put over these steps, was it an epoxy overlay or a concrete overlay?
Oh, I think it was a concrete. In fact, when I asked them after the first disaster, I said, why, you know, wasn't this fixed? He said, well, you know, there's different types of cement and we can use a better cement. So according to the better cement, I mean, after they did that, the problem still came back. Mm-hmm. It eventually cracks and crumbles.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Here's the thing. There I am starting with so again. I got to stop doing that. I was on vacation. Come on. Don't be so critical, Mimi. I'm kidding.
Listen. Oh, don't start. Okay.
Here's the thing. Concrete overlay in this climate is not worth the money.
Okay.
And I know that doesn't help you now, but we have too many temperature extremes, and I know some contractors who do this will disagree with me, but for my money, it doesn't make sense to put something over the top of existing concrete that will absorb and expand and contract differently than that thin layer of concrete over the top.
Yeah.
Now, there are epoxy overlays that sort of look like a pool liner. That's a little bit different situation. It changes the whole look of a stoop. But when you're spending that kind of money, it's just not worth it. Now, at this point, I would highly recommend, if there's any way for you to get some money back from these guys and say, look, I don't want you coming back every year to fix this, because obviously they have some type of warranty. But for any of you listening, if it's like, oh, it doesn't look that bad, or it's spalling, or I'm just going to put an overlay, just know that you will constantly be patching that, because though this winter has been very mild, you know, we get 2-3 weeks of super cold weather, and then you put ice melt on top of that, and shovel it, and then all of a sudden it's 90 degrees, and the sun hits it, and moisture gets underneath there, and it will flake. That's just the reality of it all. So, I mean, it's not a lesson that you want to learn because it's your money, but the thing is that at this point, you know, if you could even get half of it back, they may take that deal, because if they're still under warranty coming back to see you all the time, they're not going to want to keep doing that and losing all this money. What I would suggest is try and negotiate a deal where you're both feeling a little bit of pain. And then from there with those steps, I think I would look into having them poured all new from the beginning. In particular, if you're going to stay in that house for a while, it's definitely worth the investment. Mimi, thank you so much for the phone call. I am bumping up against news time. It's 7:32 in the morning.
You're listening to Lou on the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
I tell her, baby, 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 I'm a fireball.
7:38 in the morning. Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN. Guess what? Skokie is the next stop on the WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour, presented by Allstate. We've partnered with the Chicago Blackhawks for a special broadcast of The Beat from 3 to 7 p.m. from the Blackhawks store at Westfield Old Orchard Mall today. It's today. Wow. Bring your family to celebrate hockey weekend across America. With the weather so warm, the first 100 kids are invited to try a street hockey clinic for free outside the Blackhawks rink from the Blackhawks Ice Crew and Blackhawks Youth Hockey Team. Visit the store and enter for a chance to win prizes, too. You can also learn more at the events page at WGNRadio.com for details. The WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour is presented by Allstate, Chicago's own Good Hands. Wow, that's a lot of fun. If you're up in the Skokie area, go to Old Orchard from 3 to 7 for a broadcast of The Beat from the Chicago Blackhawks store. That's awesome. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Aaron in Plainfield. Aaron, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Morning, Lou. I love your show. I've got a question about insulation in the attic. We've got an issue where in the extreme cold of winter, which we haven't really had much of this year, I'll get a little bit of frost that accumulates in the corner where the drywall from the wall meets the drywall from the ceiling.
Okay.
In your opinion, do you think that that is a lack of insulation towards the top of the wall, or is that the insulation from the attic not reaching out far enough into the rafter bay to where I'm getting that cold air hitting the warm drywall from the ceiling?
Yeah, well, it could be a combination of both. Here's the thing. How old is that home, Aaron?
It was rebuilt after the tornado in Plainfield here.
Yeah, okay. So the thing is that the insulation in the wall, depending on what they put, even if they stapled it, it's not uncommon that it would sag a little bit. And so if you picture a frame wall with the you know, the two top plates going across it, now that insulation right at the top maybe sags 2 inches or whatever it may be. And that little bit of lack of insulation is just enough on the cold weather to come in and fill that void, and that's where you see the frosting occur. Now, there's a couple ways to do this. In that area where you see the where the ceiling meets the where the ceiling meets the walls, if you went up in that attic space, can you get to that corner?
The pitch of the roof is kind of
tight
in there, but it's, you know, I could probably wiggle in.
Yeah, so if you could do that and you took a like a spray foam insulation and could drill some holes on an angle through that top plate,
mm-hmm.
and stick the snout of a expanding foam in there into that wall, you know, you're going to see, you're going to have to do a little measuring, but if you got into that cavity and you could add a little bit of foam insulation into that top void of that wall, you'd probably eliminate the problem. Another thing you could do is from the inside. What room is this that this occurs?
You know what? It kind of goes around one side of the house, so we get it in a bathroom. We get it in a bedroom. We get it in our front living room.
Okay.
But it's, you know, what my thought was that the easier thing to do would be to try and insulate the top side, because since it's not accumulating so much on the wall,
yeah.
and it's more on the ceiling, that's where the cold air is hitting.
Right. And that may work. So adding more insulation up there is, there's never too much insulation in an attic. The key element there is that you can't eliminate the ventilation in the attic. So the whole idea
right.
is that I want to have that hat be that layer of insulation on the top of the rooms, and then the air above that in the attic needs to be vented properly so that the inside temperature of the attic is as close to the outside temperature as it possibly can be. It's not going to be, it's always going to be warmer, but that's where the frosting occurs. You're
simply adding insulation to the attic isn't going to help that portion of it if it's not getting out to the end of the rafter tails. Is that right?
Correct. Not the rafter tails, the top of the wall. What I would say is this: add additional insulation to the attic. That's not going to hurt you whatsoever. If it improves, and again, this is the wrong winter to see what's happening, right? Because it's
right.
not occurring. You can go in that individual space, depending on these rooms, and really, if you did this right, you could take a drill and drill a little quarter-inch hole at the top of that wall, or maybe two, and then put some expanding foam in there and fill it with foam.
Okay.
And then patch that little hole. And with
right.
one little quarter-inch thing, you could probably do it with the patch. You wouldn't even know if the wall's white, that,
right.
that it's not painted. Or you could touch it up. Now, the trick here is with that expanding foam, if you do too much, it'll expand and bow the wall. But right at the top, it's pretty strong because it's in the corner there, which is
okay.
helping it. It's not like it's in the middle of the wall. And you'll see that there is some foam that you can buy under the great stuff that is a minimally expanding foam, meaning that it doesn't just keep going. It goes to a certain point. Now,
right.
you're going to be guessing at this, okay? You're going to want to kind of get, if you did two holes, you're going to put, you know, you've got a 14.5-inch area. We're really only looking to fill 3 inches, maybe two. So it isn't going to take much.
Okay.
And then you patch the hole and you're good to go.
Okay.
All right, give it a shot.
Thank you.
I appreciate you calling this morning. Where am I? I'm going to take a quick break and be back right after this. Don't go away.
You are tuned in to Lou Manfredini on the Mr. Fix-It Show. He's always got lots to talk about and lots of questions to answer. So give us a call, 312-981-7200 on the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN. I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel.
7:50 in the morning. Time now for our Noodaloo 2. Even on my vacation, Lindsay and I were communicating about the show and getting ready, and you sent me this Noodaloo 2 because right now we're being inundated with houseware stuff as the houseware show is vastly approaching, quickly approaching, rather. And this is a good one. I like this one. So take it away. That would be you.
I've been on vacation all week.
I've been on vacation.
Oh, yeah.
Not you.
There is a lot of baby food around our house right now. So much that I honestly don't know where to put it sometimes. Why am I telling you this? Well, because baby food is exactly where our new Noodaloo 2 this weekend got its start.
Oh, baby.
Our new Noodaloo 2 this weekend, Ween Green Containers, was founded in 2008, providing eco-friendly glass storage options for homemade baby food. They now have expanded beyond baby food containers and offer glass food storage options in a ton of shapes, sizes, and lid colors.
Really?
The containers are designed to store, freeze, reheat, and serve everything from, well, fresh baby food to the family leftovers. With leak-proof silicone seals and smart clips, not a drop, and I mean not a drop, so like soup and stuff? Nope. Not getting through there. Nothing's going to find its way out. The tempered glass allows you to pack these and not have to worry about a few bumps or spills along the way.
Oh, yeah.
Ravinia season's coming up.
Woohoo!
Sounds like a win-win. Prices do vary. You can buy them in a set of four for like about $9.99. And then, of course, they get onward and upward the larger sets you buy. But all very reasonable. You can find more at weengreen.com. It's weengreen.com. Looks like they're sold on Amazon. They're sold at Bed Bath & Beyond. Lots of options for you. I'll put all this information up at Lou's Mr. Fix-It page on WGNradio.com, also on his Facebook page, and also up on VibeScore. Download the free app on your iPhone and vibe about it. That's this week's new to Lou 2.
Essentially, they're glass containers.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So the people, you know, everybody's like, well, it's a glass container. What's so great about that? The lids are awesome. They hold so well to the glass. And that tempered glass is like a Pyrex glass. You could drop it on your hard floor and it probably won't break. That's all I'm going to say.
Probably.
It probably won't break, but it is super durable. And I mean, they show some, you know, they show some tests that they drop it, but it's heavy duty stuff. I always worry about putting the.
Yeah.
Do you warm stuff up within like a Tupperware in the microwave? I usually don't.
No, I don't.
I don't.
I don't.
Mary Beth does all the time. I think she's trying to
off you.
Well, yeah, I'm worried. I don't know. You know, she always does it slowly.
Sometimes,
you know?
I mean, it depends.
She'll take a soup container, and I'll always, if we have frozen soup, like my father-in-law will make this great split pea soup.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, he makes great split pea soup. And she'll warm it up. I'll put it in a little bowl of water to loosen the frozen thing in the plastic, and then dump it into a pan, and then heat it on the stove.
Oh no! See, I would just put it right in the microwave.
I just heard a story yesterday that my grandparents, when they first got a microwave, would not touch anything in the microwave for 1 minute. They would count 60 seconds before they took it out to drink it or eat it because they were afraid of radiation poisoning.
Really?
They wouldn't let anybody touch their microwave for 60 seconds.
Well, I mean, there's probably something there.
I think
you know what I mean?
Don't you think we all would have just, you know, keeled over already if a microwave was going to get to us? Cause
yeah. You know, I don't, you know, everybody, I get it that we all worry about, we'll hear stuff. Oh my gosh, I'm exposed to all this. And I just go back to when I was 19 years old and I was a welder, we used to go on break upstairs and we had a coffee machine. I drank a lot of coffee when I was 19 years old. And I used to put cream and sugar in my coffee back then. Now I only use cream because
you're sweet enough.
Right. And, but I used to stir my coffee, and I was a welder, so you had this pouch that you hung on your belt that held welding rods. It was like a leather sheath, and all the welding rods were in there. And I used to stir my coffee with the welding rod.
Mm.
Now, it's full of all kinds of great chemicals on it. And mm-hmm. So what's going to kill me is that. You know, because you're 19. You're like, just stir it with this. There's no, you know, it was powdered creamer and sugar, and so that's what I stirred my coffee with. So now I guess I could just warm everything up.
Explains a lot.
I was paranoid and wouldn't get too close to the photocopier when I was pregnant. You know, just thinking,
sure,
what if?
Sure, all those
what
fumes.
Yeah.
And
to the
right?
What? To the what?
Photocopier.
The coffee machine, yeah.
Right. Mm. All that stuff going there. But this, Veronica, you can't see these, but it's essentially, imagine a Tupperware container. The bottom portion of it is glass. Mm-hmm. And the top is a rubber seal with four clips on it, if the Tupperware were a square thing, four little clips, and on each side go click, 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 and it seals with this rubber gasket tightly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you go to warm up in the microwave, you pop that top, and you have glass, like Pyrex, and you can warm it up in the microwave like that, or you can serve from it, you can eat from it, and they're nice. I love this. Did you say how much they cost?
They vary in price, but
do they come
in
a set?
They come in a set. I think the bowl set of four starts at $9.99 and onward.
Yeah.
But
the thing is with the Houseware Show, and we've talked about this, is that there's not a lot of innovation coming with a lot of these companies, and I think that that's a problem with many. And they're this is not an example of that, but there's a lot of companies where we get these emails from people saying, come and see the latest color of our juicer. So, like, the juicer isn't any better. It's now available in mango. You know what I mean? As opposed to being red and black or whatever it was. And that's their innovation. And they're spending gazillions of dollars with these PR firms to promote a new color. How about a blender that does something else? I don't know. Right? You're just not going to say anything.
Well, I agree with you. I mean, I get the same emails,
right.
But yeah.
The founder is a woman named Melissa Gunning, a proud mom of two little kids, and I love the fact that she invented it herself and put it all together. They use a company called Glasslock, the number one tempered glass manufacturer in the world. So that's cool. Check this out. Ween Green. It's up on our website. You can also vibe about it on VibeScore. Give it a vibe score. I think it's a good one. And it'll be up on my Facebook page as well. 7:57 in the morning. Quick break. And we'll be back right after these.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini on the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Now when you're feeling low and the fish won't bite.
8:08 in the morning. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com. I gotta get to the auto show before it ends. I didn't get a chance to go. An auto show goer at all, Veronica?
Only if I have to.
Okay, well, then I'm not going to take you.
I think I've just been to too many events, work-related always. You know,
yeah,
it's
right.
You know, as a reporter, you're always covering them. So I tend to shy away from scheduled events.
Yeah, and did we also talk about the fact that you're not a movie goer?
I just don't have time. I love watching movies, but I am one of these that I'll watch them like 2 or 3 years later. TV shows, the same thing.
Right.
Thank goodness for Netflix. I can watch them, you know.
Right. You don't get caught up into, oh my gosh, are you watching Breaking Bad?
No. I can do it later because that way you can do it at your own pace.
Right.
And you don't have to worry about commercials and you can pause it, blah, blah, blah.
I was.
Seinfeld? What's Seinfeld? I think I did that once.
I need to get back into, my wife watched all of House of Cards.
Mm-hmm. Haven't seen it.
Binge watching House of Cards. And she said to me, you have to start watching this. And this is probably 6 months ago. I'm like, all right, you know, I travel and I could find a little time maybe to watch it when I'm in a hotel room or whatever. And I watched the first maybe three episodes of the first season. And it's very good, very well written, interesting storyline. But then I stopped, and now she's completely done. And now a new season is, I guess, starting
mm-hmm.
again on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
And she's very excited. And our son, our oldest, also watches it. And so, you know, can you believe so-and-so did this?
And I'm you're like, no, no,
wait,
no.
Wait, I'm still on the first season. So I need to do a lot of catching
I
up.
Tend to take so long that by the time I'm finished, I've forgotten what happened in the beginning.
Right. Well, you know, it's so funny you say that because as I think about how I'm going to get back up into the series, I think I have to go back to watch the first three.
Yeah, it's very sad.
Might as well start over or something. So I don't know. All right. Well, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. And that's also our text line. We're going to do our text segment at 9:30 this morning. And this week on House Smarts, by the way, we've got that comes up on Saturdays at 4 and Sundays at 10:30. We're talking about recycled picture frames, getting rid of wallpaper, shipping container structures. This is a really cool segment on builders that are taking shipping containers and making structures out of them. And then earlier when I was talking to that gentleman about his furnaces, I don't know if you were listening a little bit earlier on, I was mentioning different manufacturers, and it striked a nerve with a lot of you texters talking about Carrier, which I mentioned as one of the manufacturers to consider, how they're moving their manufacturing plant out of, they're closing two plants in Indianapolis where they've been building furnaces, I think, since the 50s, and moving it to Mexico, kind of a juxtaposition of me coming back from Mexico and talking about the wages there. I did know that that was a possibility. I had heard that rumor about a year ago. I'm personally not happy about it because I hate to see companies move out of this country because of wages. And, you know, it's this dance about how to, you know, keep prices low and but we also have to keep people employed. I always contend that the number one thing that all of our that we need as business owners, as a business owner myself, we need our customers all to have the same thing, a job. And so we need to do more and more to keep manufacturing here, whether it is and people need to earn a good wage, right? People need to raise their families and do all that everyone wants to do. And so I hate to hear manufacturing leaving the United States, and I want it to come back. And a flip side to that is you've heard me talk about my friend Mike Jakubowski. Hi, Mike. Who's an industrial arts teacher in Hampshire. While I was away, he was actually featured in the Daily Herald because he teaches students how to operate a lot of that equipment that they may be working on if they worked for Carrier in Indianapolis. And actually, Mike Steven, I sent him the article, and he interviewed Mike on his Outside the Loop show, which if you podcast that, you can hear Mike's interview there as well. But we need to employ these people here in the States and make this country, you know, the as strong as it can possibly be. And it starts by people being employed. And we got to do whatever we can to keep manufacturing here. I wholeheartedly believe that. And not all of us are going to go to college. Not all of us are going to be accountants and lawyers and doctors. And so we got to make sure that we're training our younger crowd to fill those jobs, those trade jobs, or even factory jobs that can pay them well, they can raise their family, and have a nice life. I think it's really kind of a easy thing to do if we all buy into it. You know, if we pay 3 cents more for something, then we all get to participate in it and have a happy life. So it's off track a little bit, but as we were talking about Carrier and people are like, oh, they're moving their manufacturing. I don't know all the details about that, but I'm just, as a rule, just I want to keep more manufacturing here. The more we can buy here in this country, made in this country, is better for all of us. You've heard me say that year for years, and I still and probably will always believe in that. So, anyway, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Kathy in Roselle. Kathy, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Yeah, hi, Lou. Question for you about your favorite subject, ants.
I love them.
A leak in my living room, and I found out that I needed to get a new roof, which I did. So when I had the plaster guy come in to repair the leak or repair the ceiling, he had opened it up and then had just put a piece of cardboard till he came the next week because it was still a little bit wet. So when he came back to do the work, he took the cardboard out because that was the weekend when it was really, really cold. And hundreds of carpenter ants came out when he took the cardboard out to repair it.
Yep.
So we had.
Did you have anybody tell you that they were carpenter ants?
Yeah, because then I had a neighbor behind me as an exterminator. So, anyways, he came over and put some powder up there, and then of course we left it. And then there's no attic above it. It's just like the soffit at the end of the house type
right,
of thing.
Right. Right.
So he did go up in the attic, though, and put one of those bombs or whatever you call it up there, just in case.
Okay.
So he came back then couple weeks ago and then plastered it and repainted. And, of course, there was nothing up there then. But my question is, are they going to come back or what's your opinion?
Well, the wet, moist condition is a great beacon of hope for ants. So the fact that you've eliminated that issue should help detract it. And the fact that your friend, the exterminator, put up probably some boric acid up there so that as they walk around, they take it back to their queen, there's a good chance that it's eliminated. Now, in that attic space over in that area, is that a place you can access?
Well, no, because it's the end of the house, so where this problem was. But somebody did go up there, though, and checked it out. So
and?
They didn't see anything, and none of the plywood was, or whatever you call
damaged.
It. Damaged. Rafters or whatever those things were called. Yeah. So, and I haven't seen any, but the week after, I did see a couple dead ones. So I'm hoping that the problem is alleviated.
Yeah, I think that if it was open and they put the powder there, there's a good chance it's eliminated. And the fact that you now have dried it all out, you know, it would be nice if we had a week of really cold weather to freeze them. But it just this winter has been crazy. But just keep an eye on it, if possible.
And the other thing is, they probably could go and look in the soffit or something.
Correct. And so that was my point: is that if you can get in that area and add a little bit more of an ant powder or even some traps in there, even just by throwing it over there. That wouldn't be a bad idea, too. The whole idea behind this powder is they walk across it, they take it back to their the nest, they walk all over each other, and that eliminates the ants.
Okay, very good. Okay, Lou, well, thanks very much.
You, too. Have a great day. Appreciate you calling this morning. Let's talk to – oh, no, I didn't want to do that. I want to talk to Gary in Westmont. Hi, Gary. You're on WGN.
Hello. Yeah, my question has to do with the furnace and the cold air ductwork. I took out part of an exterior wall and put in a sliding door to get into our deck. In the process, I had to eliminate a cold air return ductwork. Now, it was in the wall. If I put it on in the floor, because that's where the ductwork in the basement ends,
yeah,
you know, because I had to disconnect it, will that hurt the efficiency of it? Instead of being in the wall, it's going to be on flush with the floor, like the hot air ductwork.
Did that cold air return, was that a cold air return for that room, or did it extend and go up somewhere else?
No, it was for just the room, and we knocked down the wall between the kitchen in this room to make the kitchen bigger. We knocked out a wall going into the sunroom, so it was just an exterior wall that was on the other side of a sunroom.
Got it. If you put the cold air return in the floor, there's no difference.
It's the efficiency.
No, not at all. And the biggest thing is just that you have a floor vent that you have to put on there. But no, it's not going to bother it at all.
Because that's how the heat duct work is flushed now. And that's why I'm wondering if it would hurt the efficiency of it.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I thought if it was going to go in another place, it might. But if it was servicing that room, whether it's 6 inches up on a wall, you know, horizontally, drawing down or on the floor, it's really not going to matter.
No, there was a wall between the room where we put the door and knocked that wall down, too. So instead of two rooms, we got one big one. So would that hurt the efficiency?
Well, was there another cold air return in that room or no?
Yeah.
And what'd you do with that one?
Oh, that one, that one was already inside the one room. We didn't have to change it.
You're going to be good to go, my friend.
All right, thanks a lot.
Nothing to worry about. I appreciate you calling this morning. 8:19 in the morning. We'll be back after these.
WGN Chicago.
After all these years.
What's going on out there? I understand you got a robbery.
Yes, who's this speaking, please?
WGN.
WGN?
Yes, sir.
Oh, this is the robbery.
One corner of radio that still believes in live and local 24/7. It's not news. It's not talk. It's not news talk.
You are listening to station WGN.
Picked a heck of a week to give up 2% milk off the draw. Here's
this
Turner.
Format is Chicago.
We are Chicago.
Chicago. Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
My name is David Hochberg, and I'm Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage. If you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance your existing home, give me a call. According to AARP, 50% of seniors rely on Social Security for half their income, and a quarter depend on it for more than 90% of their income. If you're one of these people, you're probably going to have to cut back on food and health care because the government just announced a cost of living freeze for next year. If you're a homeowner barely surviving on Social Security, a reverse mortgage is an outstanding option to increase your cash flow. If you want to discuss the many benefits of reverse mortgages with a local reverse mortgage expert, give me a call at 312-751-1333. That's 312-751-1333 or visit WGNDavid.com. I've helped thousands of WGN listeners, but I can't help if you don't call 312-751-1333 or visit WGNDavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee 4358, NMLS 191.86, pearlmortgage.com licensing.
Start planning this year's family adventure at the 48th Annual Chicago RV and Camping Show, beginning Wednesday, February 17th through Sunday, February 21st at the Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont. The Chicago RV Show features new 2016 models with exceptional show pricing. For serious savings on the best brands, come on out to the RV and Camping Show, February 17th through the 21st at the Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont. For more information and discount admission coupons, visit us on the web at chicagorvshow.com.
Today only, it's free pizza day at Papa John's Pizza. Papa John's way of saying thank you to our customers all across Chicagoland with an online exclusive. Log on to papajohns.com, enter promo code FREEDAY, and receive a large or extra large pizza free with a purchase of any large or extra large Papa John's pizza at regular menu price, carry out or delivery. Remember, you must use promo code FREEDAY when you order online at papajohns.com today only.
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
Winter weather in Chicago, it's the price you pay to live in the greatest city in the country. But there's a secret to beating the Chicago winter. It's called the Chevy Silverado. Rain or shine or heavy snow, Chevy Silverado is the longest lasting, most dependable pickup on the road. Silverado has an all-steel construction that can stand up to anything you throw at it. It takes a hit and gets right back in the game. On the road or off, the Chevy Silverado is one tough truck. You can take it to the bank, and right now, it's truck month at your local Chevy dealer. You can get $7,500 in total savings on a 2016 Chevy Silverado. $7,500 in savings that you can really take to the bank, but only until February 29th. Up and at 'em. See you at the Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer today, or go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for all the details. No excuses. You even have an extra day this month.
Chicago Tribune delivers the stories that make the city with more journalists at work than any other local news source. Become a member today at chicagotribune.com.
Hey, you. That's right. I'm talking to you.
It is time to fix that leaky faucet. And you? Mm-hmm. You know who you are. Aren't you getting sick of your wife nagging you about that cold basement? Well, pick up that phone and call Lou. 312-981-7200. We're here till 10 on the Mr. Fix-It Show on the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.
It is a lot of Lindsay on this show. Maybe I should go back on vacation.
Seriously.
Really? I'm cramping your style. 8:24 in the morning, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. What else do I have for you this week? What else have I not talked about yet? I did the Hometown Voices, right? We're going to talk to my friend. You know, one thing I didn't mention when I thanked those gentlemen for sitting in. It was something a little different than we tried this time with Dave Plyer sitting in. Tom Nordine is the executive director of the Chicagoland Laborers and Training and Apprentice Fund. I'm going to say Jim's name wrong. Did you hear how they said Jim's name? It's a good Polish name.
But I cannot repeat it.
You can't?
Nope.
Oh, I see.
I just don't know how to say it.
Jim Majorowicz.
Majorowicz. No.
Majorowicz?
No, it's much. The way he said it, it flowed really well.
Oh, yeah, it's a good last name. Well, he's the training director at the Chicago Journeyman Plumbers Union, Local 130. Joe Donahue is with the Electricians, Local 134. His friends call him Sparky. And Joe Carone is a senior service technician trainer for the employers of IWantSmart.com and or the sheet metal workers with Smart 265 HVAC. So there was a whole heck of a lot of experience in this room, And so I really do appreciate those gentlemen coming in. And did I see a picture of you drinking a Bloody Mary while I was away?
Yes.
I thought that was only what I was doing on vacation.
You're not the only one that gets to have fun.
Actually, I don't think I had a Bloody Mary on vacation.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the way they've got to start the morning, when you've had a rough night the night before.
We never had a rough night. We just had long days of fun. Yeah, and speaking of which, we're going to talk to my friend Marianne Teister, who's still in Puerto Vallarta, and we're going to give you five fun facts about Puerto Vallarta. We're going to do, I think what we're going to try and establish is a new travel thing with, you know how the Steve Bertrand does those trips,
mm-hmm.
right? But I want to do the trips, but without the listeners. I just want to go with my friends. And then we'll go, and then it's no disrespect to all you people, but and just go and have fun and then come back and talk about the trips. What do you think? And just do it in Mexico. That's all. We'll just go every time because I like it. It's an easy flight, direct. It's great. It's awesome. Can you make that happen?
I'm on it. I'm sending emails.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. And this is Darlene in Chicago. Hi, Darlene. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, Lou. Good morning. Hi, Lindsay. Love you.
Oh, I love you, Kathleen.
Yeah.
Or Darlene.
Bucket list is to see the both of you together one day.
All right.
Anywho, I got this piano that someone set out. I just couldn't bear seeing it sit, so I had to move to my unit. And the keys work perfectly, but the wood has seen better days. So what can I do to make it look a little nicer?
You want
to
do it yourself?
I'm going to try, if it's not too hard.
All right. So there's a product that I've talked about a lot called Howard's Restore a Finish. Okay. Where are you, Darlene? Where are you in Chicago?
South Shore.
All right. So do you have an Ace down there?
My favorite one is on 55th and Hyde Park.
I know that store. Go there. They should have a... What color is that piano?
It's dark.
It's dark. Okay, like a walnut. Perfect. They make a walnut-tinted product. Comes in a bottle. It is a petroleum-based wood amalgamator. You don't need to know all this. Just ask them for Howard's Restore a Finish and a package of quadruple zero steel wool. Four zeros. More zeros, the finer the steel wool. Then you're going to pour this into a little bucket. You may need to buy a little paint bucket from them. You're going to wear some gloves. You're going to, because it's nice, warm day, you're going to open the windows because you want to stay well ventilated. You're going to put the steel wool in the little bucket of the Howard's Restore Finish. You're going to squeeze it out. With the grain of the wood, you're going to go back and forth with light pressure. I don't want you bearing down on it because you'll literally remove all the finish if you do that. Then take a clean cotton rag and you'll do a little area and you'll wipe it away and you'll say, oh my gosh, this looks fantastic. And then you'll do a little more and you want to do it consistently along the entire run of the whole thing. And then wipe it away and it will look fantastic.
Okay, so Howard's Restore Finish.
Yeah.
And then quadruple steel wool.
Yeah. Will you do me a favor though?
Sure.
I want you to, do you have a way to take a picture of it and send it to Lindsay?
Sure. I'll take it with my old dilapidated cell phone my daughter makes fun of.
All right. Is it a flip phone?
It's an iPhone.
All right.
It's the first 4, I think it is.
Yeah, but it still works, right?
Yeah.
It works for me. You tell your daughter if she's going to make fun of you, she can buy you a new one.
Well, when I finish paying her tuition.
Exactly, right. So as long as I'm paying your tuition, you better be doing whatever Mama says, as far as I'm concerned. All right, but do me a favor. I'm going to put you on hold so Lindsay can give you an email, and I want you to text me a before picture and an after picture.
Okay.
All right, so hold on. Don't hang up on me. 8:29 in the morning. We'll be back after this.
You're listening to Lou on the Mr. Fix-It Show. Come on, wake up. The weekend is here. Right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
But I feel better when I'm dancing. Yeah, yeah.
8:42 in the morning, the Mr. Fix-It Show. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Also our text line. Oh, I like this song.
Megan Trainor, you love her.
Oh, Artist of the Year, I heard. I didn't get to see the Grammys.
Oh, it was good. They were good.
I heard that the Lady Gaga David Bowie tribute was really good.
She is something else.
She's totally notching it up.
Every
performance that woman does.
Loves to take risks.
Yeah.
And she does them well.
You know, I think I've told this story before. My friend Greg Kot, nobody name dropper, but you know, the music critic for the Chicago Tribune, when she first came on the scene and was wearing the, you know, body of meat. Remember she was doing all that,
mm-hmm.
right? Veronica, she was doing all that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't get all, you know, that's too much for me. He's like, no. He goes, this woman writes her own music. She's very talented musically. And he was, and I go, Greg, are you spending some time in Colorado, I said? And I didn't say that. And he completely was right about her. Because she really is a talented young lady.
She just has so many different levels.
Right.
And
I mean, she was doing
like
that whole other thing. Right. I was gone. Right. I didn't see any of
the Super
Bowl. Oh, that's
right. She was amazing. She was this beautiful voice. And then the next day, she's singing David Bowie in with orange hair. You know, it's.
Yeah.
My son is a avid 60s, 70s rock kid.
Okay.
And he was searching through YouTube because he loves Led Zeppelin and saw.
Who doesn't?
Saw some woman, as he told me, he thought at first, doing a cover of a Led Zeppelin song, and he didn't know who she was, but he was like, my gosh, she's great, because she had used her real name, Stephanie, I forgot what her last name is, but Stephanie something,
okay,
and didn't realize it was Lady Gaga. And later he was like, okay, she is talented.
Yeah.
I just didn't want to accept that.
Yeah.
Because the meat thing.
Is. Right, because you're wearing a body of meat.
Yeah.
But she is a talented lady, really something. That's funny to think about Led Zeppelin and...
Lady Gaga in the same sentence.
Lady Gaga and... Led Zeppelin reminds me of high school, driving to school, listening to Led Zeppelin on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Well, we're gonna need to rejoin with some Led Zeppelin. I don't know if it's quite as toe-tapping, but we're going to have to come up with something like that. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Lou Manfredini here. This is Kathleen in Park Ridge. Hi, Kathleen. You're on WGN.
Hi, Lou. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So we got hit with the wild winds of yesterday, and we lost some of our shingles on our roof. And we're having an inspector, a repair guy, come out and check it out today. But we haven't had this done for 13 years, and then we were newbies at it. Anyway, what do I expect? What should I ask him? What am I getting myself into?
Well, okay. The thing here is, the average life of a roof in the United States is 13 years.
Oh, great.
No. Now, hear me out. That's on average across the country. Now, they can last much longer than that. Whenever I make that statement, people are like, he's crazy. My roof's up there for 20 years and it doesn't leak. Well, good for you. That's great. But that's really what the average is when you look at the industry. Now, depending on the color of your roof and you've got some shingles blown off, you can have a roofing contractor come in and say, hey, we can throw some new shingles up there. We can feather some things in. But the color might not match perfectly. And if you're mm-hmm. if you have a home that is where the roof style is such that you see it from the road or, you know, walking by, you may not like the fact that the what color is your roof, Kathleen?
Red. Yeah.
So, I mean, the new red might have...
in the front of the house, of course.
Right. So it might be a little brighter than the old red, you know, and that might be something where you're like, I don't like that. But I think that if this is an insurance claim, how long are we going to stay in this house?
Oh, a long time. Two kids in college.
Okay. So if it were me at this point, I probably would have it repaired. It's part of your insurance. And, you know, if it doesn't match perfectly... well, you can deal with it that maybe in a couple of years you're going to replace that roof anyway.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like you said, I have two kids in college too. The checks that you write are big ones. And, you know, and even if the insurance company says, well, we'll give you $500 for this repair and you go to do the whole new roof and now it's $5,000, well, that $5,000 right now probably has to be allocated somewhere else.
Right. We know that our shingles that are up there now were GAF, Royal Sovereign 25-year. What does the 25-year mean?
So the 25-year is the manufacturer's warranty on the shingles. Keep in mind, that they do give you that warranty, but it's prorated, okay? So in other words, let's say that that shingle fails due to manufacturer's defect, and you come in and you make a claim against GAF and say, look at these shingles, they've curled and blah, 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 it's not 25 years. So they say, okay, Kathleen, yep, we're going to give you a warranty. Now, you've had this roof for 13 years, and the material cost was X. We're going to prorate it. Here's your check for $300.
Is it against winds, too? You know, like a lot of times, you know, act of God not included.
No, that would be an act of God.
Oh.
Yeah. What you're getting is an insurance claim.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, there are other, sometimes when you go to certified roofing contractor, you'll get a labor and material warranty, but it's for a certain period of time. It's not for the life. So
right,
these,
our labor was 10 years. We
correct.
Just found it.
Correct.
Yeah.
So, you know, get it fixed. Hey, if it's all lucky, the red's close enough. If it isn't great, you're going to be getting a new roof in a few years.
Okay. And next time I get a black roof so it matches better.
Well, but even the black, I mean, if you like the roof, I mean, even blacks, when you get them, they're a different shade because the black over time, what happens is it grays. And so now you go throw some more black up there. The real trick in all of this is whenever you have a roofing, if you ever get a house re-roofed, you know, a square of roof, which is a 10-foot by 10-foot area, typically is three packages of roofing material. So when anyone listening, when they're doing a roof, make sure that when they do the materials, they leave you one package. Now, it isn't going to fade because it's not in the sun, but at least you have the same style from the same cut and the same, you know, granules that were used 10 years ago and throw it underneath a porch or throw it in the back of the garage. And now if something ever blows off, well, I got one package of shingles. Can you make the repair?
That's great. Oh, that's good to know.
Look at that. You know what? Kathleen, you know what I'm more than, right?
Yeah.
More than
just a pretty face.
That's right, atta girl. All right, I appreciate you calling this morning. 8:50 in the morning. Are you shopping for furniture? You know, it can be a huge bummer, right? So many sizes and styles. Why not make it the right experience by going to Goods Furniture in Kewaunee, Illinois? Goods has 12 historic multi-level buildings full of the good, better, best furniture you'll find anywhere. Let that soak in. 12 buildings of furniture. Goods is brimming with ideas packed in room settings and selections you hardly ever flip through a catalog to find what you're looking for. You don't even have to go outside if you don't want. There are glass elevators and skywalks connecting the entire campus. Enjoy lunch in the wine cellar restaurant. Browse the shops at the market square and relax. Goods has a friendly staff and there's no arm wrestling over prices. You don't have to navigate through the stoplights and traffic when you travel to Goods. It's just an easy drive west on I-80. Make the trip to Goods and add quality furniture to your home. Goods Furniture is open every day from 9 until 6. Goods Furniture, no hype, just honest-to-goodness value day in and day out. If your husband is up right now, he's so happy.
I did watch that for him.
Oh, did you? Welcome back.
It didn't look anything like her.
It didn't look anything like her?
No, she has like long brown hair. She's
really?
In normal clothes, no meat.
No meat. Well, it is Lent. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Lou Manfredini here with you, the Mr. Fix-It Show. This says Cicero. Is that your first name?
Yes, last time you asked me, you caught me off guard. You asked me what they usually call me, and I got stuck. But I've been called Berwin, but no, that's my name, Cicero.
How are you?
I'm okay.
How can I help you?
My question is the same as the earlier caller, and that is I was looking at the ceiling and the wall and the moisture, and I get little droplets on the north wall. It's a ranch house, 4-foot crawl space, and it's on the north and on the west wall in the far bedrooms. And then what I thought was, could I where they do the insulation from the outside and they blow the holes and put the plugs over. I thought about doing it from the inside and then just patching from the inside the little 2-inch holes at the top and at the middle. Make sure it falls down, the insulation.
How old is your home, Cicero?
They were all built in the 60s.
Okay, so 60. Is this a brick home?
No, it's a frame.
And you, okay, so you're not sure what kind of insulation you have.
These are built with no insulation.
Okay.
Just in the attic.
Well, if you have siding on the outside, I mean, one of the, you know, instead of doing all that patching on the inside, they can take down, I'm going to put you on hold because we got a bad phone line there, but they can take down the first, say, two courses of siding. You said it was vinyl siding. And then they can drill the holes from the outside. And they drop a whip down, all the way down, and fill it with a foam insulation and come up and out. And then they put the siding back. They plug those holes, and then they put the siding back on, and then you have no plug whatsoever on the inside. We haven't heard from these guys in a long time, but a while back, we had a sponsor called Schmidt Exteriors. And they did, Lindsay, can you find out if the guys, remember Schmidt Exteriors, the guys at Schmidt Exteriors? Can you find out if they still do the aircrete insulation? I think it's schmidtexteriors.com is the website. And they did this concrete insulation that they can drill from the outside and drop it in there. It's a foam, and the bugs don't like it, and it won't burn or anything like that.
What crete again?
Aircrete. And that you could do from the outside and not have to patch the holes at all. And just go, and then they'll do a really nice job for you, and you won't even know that it's there. Really high R value, and, you know, back when we talked about them a lot more, I know a lot of people did that work and were really happy with the work. So that would be somebody to call if they still do it.
Yes, they do.
They do. Mm-hmm. Schmidt Exteriors.
Schmidt Exteriors.
Yeah, give them a call. I appreciate the phone call. It's 8:58 in the morning.
Hey, man, we've all got our problems, whether it's in the kitchen, in the yard, in the garage, in the bathroom, in the bedroom. Well, actually, let's save that for another show. Lou can help. Now back to Lou Manfredini on the Mr. Fix-It Show on the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.
I can help with that, too. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show at 9:09 in the morning is sponsored by Ace Hardware and by CleanFireplace.com. Hey, by the way, whatever happened with your... You had the clogged plumbing in your house, your brand new house that you and your husband just moved into.
Mm-hmm.
The plumber gave you a ridiculous price to clear the deal.
Yes.
And who came to the rescue to clear it at a great deal?
PermaSeal.
PermaSeal Plumbing Services. And, right, but then the thing was is they're not going to do the, they had to remove your vanity. Right? You got some crazy estimate from somebody. Oh, well, the vanity's going to crack. And then you're like, we're going to remodel this bathroom someday. And then you were all into going to buy a new vanity. And what did I tell you?
Don't put the new vanity in until you're ready to redo the entire bathroom.
Why?
Because you don't want to have to try and match
dictate your whole remodeling around a vanity.
Which makes sense.
Right. But you're like, I'm just going to go buy a new one. This is the problem with the young people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, with us millennials.
You millennials that you're not. You can pretend that you
I'm
are.
Gonna.
Right. And so I had you call Bill Conforti from Cobblestone.
Both companies. I can't even, like, I know that they have relationships with you, but I cannot, so I don't
you
want people.
You can totally lean on that.
I don't want people to think, though, that I'm only saying this because of you. These people were so nice. PermaSeal was so awesome. I don't think I got a deal. It's not like I got a deal from them. You know, it's like they just came out. They're so.
Wait, they didn't give you a deal? I'm kidding.
I mean, but I'm just saying, like, it wasn't that. They were so, the guy was so nice. He came, he was courteous, he was careful. The Cobblestone, the two guys were, I mean, we're going to use both companies many times as we need to.
Cobblestone Development. Very good. CobblestoneDevelopment.com and PermaSeal.net.
They were awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right. I think we need to, we need to set the mood. Can you set the, oh, the Mexican hat dance. So I spent 10 days, which is amazing, on vacation. We've never taken a vacation that long. And the people that I go to Mexico with is the same group of people for years. We love these people, the whole group. And kind of the leader, the grand madre of the whole group, is my friend Marianne Teister, who's joining us live right now from Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Marianne, are you there?
I'm here, Lou.
Buenos dias.
Estoy bien, gracias, y tú. That's about all I know. Oh, wait a minute. I know Margarita.
You know Margarita.
I was going to talk to you poolside, but I was afraid the sound of the roaring ocean would distract the people. So here I am.
Have you had breakfast yet?
Not yet. Normally breakfast is 9:30, so I smell the bacon.
You do. So Marianne Teister and her husband Tim and our friends Vic and Marie and Mary's there and Jack and Tammy, we for years have gone to Mexico together, and one of the villas that we rent is this San Sebastian that Marianne is at right now. Can you describe the scene for us? Because right now, Marianne, I'm looking out onto Michigan Avenue. It's actually a beautiful day. But there are people with their coats and hats, and there's a guy out there with his dog, walking his dog. What are you looking at?
I wish I could send you a picture. I'm looking at the ocean. I'm looking at our swimming pool that's an infinity pool that appears to be going into the ocean. I'm looking at them setting the table for breakfast. I'm looking at all your friends sitting in their pajamas.
Nice.
down in the main room listening to your show, of course.
In Mexico.
In Mexico.
I know, through the WGN Radio app, which, by the way, when we said on Facebook we were going to do this, little did I know, we have Americans who live in Mexico that listen to the Mr. Fixit Show live every week via the app.
Absolutely. Tim's brother lives in Virginia Beach, and they listen to you every day.
Yeah, nice. All right.
So every Saturday, we
had our inaugural 5 minutes with Marianne when we had our anniversary out at the Ace in at Edgebrook, and then we thought, why not do some fun facts about Puerto Vallarta, Mexico? And you have created a list for us. So give us number one.
Number one. Did you know that Puerto Vallarta is the number two tourist destination in Mexico, only second to? You know the answer to that, Lou?
No.
It's not Acapulco. That's dead.
Oh, Cancun. Cancun.
Don't go there anymore.
Cancun.
Cancun.
Wow.
It's only second to Cancun. And do you know that Puerto Vallarta, there's 2 million visitors a year?
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot. And they were all here this week.
Okay, number two.
Number two. And Puerto Vallarta was a sleepy fishing village until 1962 when they filmed the movie The Night of the Iguana.
Starring?
Richard Burton, Ava Gardner. Liz Taylor gets a little nervous with Richard and Ava, so she comes down here, and that kind of put them on the map. People were curious. They could maybe see her. They could see him. They could see Ava. And that's what put Puerto Vallarta on the map.
Wow. And then years later, the movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger, Predator, was filmed
there
too.
Predator. Right. That was in 87.
Kill me now. Kill me now. That's a great line from that. Anyway. Okay, number three.
Number three. It has been named the number one retirement location outside of the USA by AARP.
No way.
Yes, and it remains on Forbes' list of the top five.
Wow. Yeah, there's a lot of retirees down there.
Yeah, I think, you see, people come down here. We met friends on, what night was it, Wednesday night? We met our friends Nancy and Jerry.
Yeah.
And they have been down here and will be down here for 7 weeks.
Wow.
We met friends of theirs who were down here for 5 weeks.
Yeah.
It's a great place. It's wonderful.
All we have to do is stop working, Marianne.
I know. Well, here, let's go into the next little fun
fact. All right, number four.
Well, number four is the dollar is very strong against the peso. They're giving you 17 to 1, so that's good. We went out to dinner, or not out to dinner, but out for a drink and a snack the other night, and we had a few pizzas. Everybody had a drink. You figured out the bill, so I'm sure it was correct. Tax, tips, the whole caboose, the whole thing, $9 a person.
$9 a person. We were in Mexico. We had three pizzas that were delicious, although one pizza came with goat cheese, and Marianne doesn't like goat cheese.
Hate goat cheese.
I know, but I love it. And so we had three pizzas. We all had a cocktail, except Mary had a Coke, $9 a piece. And we still charge Mary the full $9.
Yeah.
I don't think that's fair.
Well, I'll give her a dollar back.
All right, give her a dollar
get
back.
It from you then.
All right, number five.
Okay, number five. Hurricane season here in Puerto Vallarta is July to October, though this place has not been hit by a hurricane since 2002, which was Hurricane Kenna, a Category 5. But we're located on the Bay of Banderas, so it kind of protects the, you know, the town from major hurricanes. It seems like it's coming their way, and they seem to dodge it every time. They do get a little bit of effect with the rain and the winds and everything else, but they haven't been hit by a hurricane in, 14 years.
Now, I'm going to ask you one little bonus question before I let you go, because I know breakfast is coming. A lot of people say, oh, you go to Mexico, I hear it's not safe. In all the years that we have gone, have you ever felt not safe while you go to Mexico?
We have never felt unsafe. We have found the people to be inviting, to be polite, to be accommodating. We have never seen trouble. We've never heard of trouble. It's the place to go. We've been coming here for 17 or so years. Every year we come back.
Yeah.
So obviously it's safe. Nobody got sick from water. They've got a good filtration. It's been wonderful. Mm. Great food, great stores, great markets. Got to come. But don't come this week, people. We got an up down here.
This has been 5 minutes with Marianne live from Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Please give everyone a hug, in particular Alejandro and Eduardo for me.
Okay, and we'll see you. We're coming home this afternoon. We'll see you later.
Love you, Marianne.
Okay, love you too. Bye-bye.
It's awesome. It's awesome. I'm telling you, put Puerto Vallarta on your I think that if the sales staff is listening, the Puerto Vallarta Tourism Board will be a sponsor next week. Don't you think?
Yes.
So much fun. 9:18 in the morning. We'll be back right after these.
Your problem is not in the sewer. It's in the drain of the vanity.
No kidding.
No kidding.
Man, if that's true, I'm going to give you a kiss.
Right on the lips, Mike.
Hey, you get more than just home improvement advice on this show. You're listening to Mr. Fix-It on 720 WGN.
Boy, isn't that the truth. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Jay in Lansing, Illinois. Hello, Jay. You're on WGN.
Morning.
How can I help you, sir?
We have problems with our garage door. It's aluminum, and we painted it twice in the last 2 years in spots. In the wintertime, it peels off. We've washed it with vinegar and used Rust-Oleum with a primer in it. And when it gets real cold, it peels off in big flakes.
Is it a uninsulated metal door?
No, it's insulated on the inside.
It is. Okay. And when you painted it the first time, so it was a professionally, like a powder-coated finish door initially.
Right.
And then when you painted it the first time, what did you do?
It went all the way down to the primer, the gray primer on it.
Yeah.
We washed it down with vinegar and let it dry. And then we painted it with Rust-Oleum and with a primer in it. And the following winter, it did the same thing.
Okay. So here's the thing. You got to scrape it again. And this time, I don't want you to use any vinegar. Scrape as much as you can. Is it just certain areas that keep pulling?
Yes.
Okay. So scrape that all down, sand it as smoothly as possible, and then wipe it down just with a damp rag, no vinegar. Let that dry, and then roll the whole door again with the Rust-Oleum, which is a fine product that has the built-in rust inhibitor, which not that you'd have to worry about that with the aluminum door. Let me ask you this. Where this door faces, does it get a lot of direct sunlight?
Yes, it faces south.
Okay. But at what point during the day does it not?
In the morning. We painted it early in the morning when it was cooler.
Okay, so that's what I need you to do. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to paint that door on a cooler temperature day, and then when you're done painting it, open it up.
Okay.
And let it dry, not in the direct sunlight.
Okay.
The problem is this. especially that Rust-Oleum, was it an oil base that you used?
I think it was.
It takes a while to cure. And when it hits the sun, when the sun hits it, what happens is it dries it too much, and it doesn't give it enough time to grab on. See what I mean? The longer we stretch out that curing process, the tackier and better that it holds. And this is the same problem when you're doing any kind of painting outside, is that with acrylic paint in particular. But if you open that door up so that now it's, you know, essentially it's going to be up there, and you can leave it up there all day, right? And then at night when the sun's not on at all, then you close it. I need a good couple of days of it not being in the sun to really cure. And I bet if you do that, Jay, you're not going to have a problem.
All right.
Do me a favor. Hang on a second. Okay. I'm going to send you out a Mr. Fix-It Lose Crew T-shirt, courtesy of our friends at Fox Home Center in Alsip and created by Rags of Honor, helping get veterans back on their feet. And we'll get that information from you, and we'll send it out to you. 9:26 in the morning. Don't go away.
And we call it a phone, but we don't really use it much as a phone, do we? No, we don't.
Time for Just Text Me.
Who wants to talk? Oh, my God, I got to talk. Talking is work. You got to make facial expressions. You got to suck air in. You got to blow it out.
Here's our Just Text Me segment, where you send us texts, and then we answer them at 9:30 in the morning. Hello.
Hello.
What do you got?
Hola.
Hola. ¿Cómo estás?
Bien.
¿Y tú? You're supposed to say bien.
Bien, y tú.
Problem is, I know just enough Spanish, and I believe I have pretty good pronunciation. Mm-hmm. But then they immediately think I know how to speak.
I know.
Spanish.
I do the same thing. That's right? All I know. Bien, y tú. And then they start. Blah, 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 yeah, that's all I know.
That's it. Just trying to be nice.
¿Dónde está el baño? But does your Spanish get better as you drink? Because mine always did.
No.
I mean, at least to my head.
No, my words were slurring no matter what language I spent.
So you go from dos cervezas to cuatro cervezas to quince cervezas.
One of my friends at the end of a very long night of having fun, the last thing he said was, hi, 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 hi. Huh. I think, which meant I got to go to bed. You know, we're older now. Go, you know, 10 o'clock would be a late night.
That's a late night for me.
Right. All right, what do you have?
Okay. 847, all my neighbors have a pipe sticking out of their front yard for their well. I moved into my house and just noticed my front yard has no pipe. How do I find the location of my well?
Well, that's the well cap, typically. And if all of your neighbors have wells and it's a neighborhood like that, chances are your well cap is in the general area of that one. You could use a metal detector because the well cap's typically metal, or you could take a rod or a piece of pipe and kind of go in the same area and kind of poke up and down in the grass until you hit something. It could be that your well cap has been covered by landscaping and it really should be dug out so it's exposed and not underground. The only other thing is perhaps there is, if you have a company that services your well, or the village or city that you live in may have a plan to locate exactly where your well is. But if you did the pipe trick in the grass, you'll poke some holes in your grass, but you're almost aerating the soil as you're looking for that well cap.
All right. Next is, we have a rental home that we're taking time to update between tenants. Our goal is to make it as low maintenance and low E as possible. Would the new tankless water heater you mentioned a few weeks ago work for a one-bath, two-bedroom home and fit in a closet where the current water heater is located?
All day.
Oh.
The only issue becomes inventing it. So, in other words, with most of the, I think we were talking about the Navion on-demand water heater. Those are direct vent. And so you need to pipe a 2-inch pipe for the exhaust and the intake to that closet. Now, I think those can max out at 15 feet, but it depends on the unit that you buy. But it'll fit in the closet all day long. It's the size of a rolling suitcase. And while you'll spend more on it, you know, I own rental properties as well and currently have tank units in there. And my goal when we have to replace those, I'm going to slowly switch those out to on-demand heaters as well. Because when you especially when you have tenants, and in particular, like our apartments have three people in them. And so, because they're three-bedroom units, and a lot, they're all working, they all get up at the same time, probably go to work, and it's hard for a tank unit to keep up with that on-demand all day. Something in your eye?
I do have something in my eye. It's driving me crazy.
Okay. Thank goodness it's radio.
It's blurry vision here reading these. 773, I have an old kitchen wood table and chairs in great shape except for the Formica. Formica top on the table. What can I do to do with that tabletop to make it look better?
Nothing. You can paint it. You could paint it with, nothing. I mean, you could re-veneer it. You could take it out to somebody to have put a new layer of laminate over the top if that's what you wanted. And they could route it all out. It would be expensive to do that, and it would be worth it more to just buy a new kitchen table. But if you wanted to spruce it up, you'd have to paint it. But the problem is it's got to be super durable. And the, the countertop thing from Rust-Oleum, countertop transformations, that's really for an entire kitchen. That kit cost about $250. So, I mean, do you want to spend that much money on a kitchen table?
Right.
On a Formica kitchen table?
I have something in my eye.
Okay, whatever. You do need me.
I can't see.
All right, go ahead.
Lastly, what are the brands of drain cleaner you recommend?
So, if it's a slow drain, I just need a jumping on. See, the thing, the reason I use
it
just gives me a second to. I need to transition. Mm-hmm. I was just talking about a Formica top that you were mispronouncing. And then now I have to go to drain cleaner.
Why is this about me? This isn't about me.
Okay.
So,
InstaFlow is a chip based drain cleaner for slow running drains. You pour that over the top of the drain. You take boiling hot water over the top, and it sizzles and crackles. It's like Rice Krispies for your drain, and it snap, crackles, and pops as it clears the drain. That's only if the drain slowly drains. It's called InstaFlow, made in Texas. The other one is called Power Flow. I think it's made by the same company. But that is if it's completely, I think Power Flow is right. InstaFlow, and it's got a flow. It's in a black bottle. And you pour that down the drain if it's super clogged. I don't want you mixing a lot of chemicals. I'm not a huge fan of the chemical thing, but this works really well. And we'll do a nice job to open up the drains.
Perfect. That's all we have for Just Text Me this morning.
That's awesome. 9:42 in the morning, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. This is Bob in Elgin. Bob, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Good. How can I help you, sir?
I'm wondering about the comparison of an item I've read about when you're replacing a water heater, not like the water heater you were just talking about, but the regular tank.
Okay.
And I've heard the suggestion of putting in a nipple as well as the dielectric union, but I've also run across an item called a heat trap. They look like they're the same. One is maybe 3 inches long, one's 4, but they're both plastic lined. But the heat trap has like a little plastic flap inside the nipple. And I expect when you install it, the water pushes the flap up, and then when you aren't drawing water, it comes back down. And I'm wondering, do you accomplish the same thing with both the dielectric nipple, which is just plastic line straight through, and the heat trap? And one of the concerns in my mind with that little flap, and it's in there for 5-6 years, could that break away and float through the system and then block your kitchen sink, your dishwasher, your clothes washer, and create a problem that way? So do they same dielectric, and does a flap cause a problem?
Okay, so you're This is a highly technical conversation that I'm going to try and break down a little bit. So for those that don't know, a dielectric union is the fact that if you have copper pipes connecting to a galvanized or metal pipe, you have to have some kind of break between those two metals connecting because it can create electrolysis, which can then essentially create a clogged artery. And so a dielectric union typically has a piece of brass that is the bridge between the two different metals, and so that doesn't occur. That's all that is. Now, this flap, this essentially inline gate valve that you're talking about, is used quite a bit in when you have hot water return lines and or on-demand water heaters, and it's there to limit the flow or expansion to keep the water from flowing out of there to help make the system more efficient. Your concern of it breaking away, I mean, I guess it could happen, but it's highly unlikely. But what is the purpose that you want to use something like this? In place of a dielectric union?
In addition to.
And to solve, to achieve what?
One or two articles I ran across indicated that there's a much better reduction of that corrosion that you mentioned if you put the nipple and the union as opposed to just the union by itself, because apparently you can still get that corrosion, but you put the nipple, then the union, and that additional couple inches of that plastic separation between the water and that probably galvanized is with the outer material of the nipple.
Yeah. I mean, I get where you're going with that. I think that, you know, certainly when you're talking percentages, which maybe in this article, I mean, I'm not an engineer, and this is a pretty technical way to connect all this. I mean, the reality of it is, traditionally, when you take water heaters and you put in dielectric unions, because that is a, you know, it's a metal, it's a steel pipe that's inside there that you screw to, and then you're going to connect to copper unions. And plumbers have been putting water heaters in forever like this with dielectric unions for years. And the amount of corrosion is so negligible that I doubt you would ever, that the naked eye would ever even see it. And adding something like this, does it make it better in that respect? I could see where you could make that argument, but I think it's so marginal that it's really not worth it. Not that it's expensive, but, I mean, if it's something you want to do to have that little flap in there, that flap's really more for flow than anything else. But if you wanted to do it, sure, go right ahead. We're not talking about huge dollars, but I ultimately don't think that it's going to make a huge difference. Bob, thanks so much for the phone call. I appreciate it. Don't go away, everybody. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Let's see. This is Michael in Elkhart. Hey, Mike.
Hey. Love your show, first of all.
I love you, Michael.
I listen to you every weekend.
Thank you.
Second of all, I have a problem with tap water. I live in an apartment complex. I now have kidney stones. Both of my neighbors have kidney stones.
Oh, jeez.
The dogs will not drink the tap water. What kind of filter can I get to put on that tap so that I can drink the water safely?
Wow. Okay, well, first of all, before you do anything, I would test that water. Okay, there's water quality tests that you can buy at the hardware store to see what's going on. I mean, in the advent of what's going on with what happened in Flint, Michigan, and especially if the dogs aren't drinking it, let's first test and see what levels there are going on right there. Okay, then you'll know.
What would I be looking for?
If you go to, where are you? You're in Elkhart. Okay, go to the hardware store and say, I need a water quality test. And they'll have one there. You'll take a sample. You got to send it to a lab, but they'll get you the results and say, you've got this much lead or you got this much of whatever, and find out what's going on. Let's say that there's nothing dangerous in it, but maybe high levels that could be filtered out of, you know, maybe it has too much iron, or maybe it's got, there's certain levels like chromium and candium that can be too high. But you can get a water filter system that is what they call point of use, where you can either connect it to your existing kitchen faucet, or you can put a separate filler that you can put on the sink. And 3M, for instance, makes one that's really good that has a filter that you can change out. Culligan makes systems that you can buy. In the meantime, what I would do is buy, Lindsay, what was the name of that thing at the water filter system that we saw at the hardware store? Your mom still uses it. Aquasana. Or even the Brita or the Zero Water, the pitcher filters, those things.
Do they work?
They do. They're not the best, but they're better than what you're doing right now. And
okay,
I would get,
thank you.
I would do that. But if you're going to buy a Brita or this Zero Water unit, which is a really good one, buy that in the meantime, but test the water quality. And then from there, 3M makes a really nice filter kit, even with a separate spout. And that will help to filter that water for you. Appreciate the phone call. 9:53 in the morning.
Happy trails to you until we meet.
Oh, I'm so happy that I came back. I really like doing this show, and I like talking to all of you, and I like helping you out. And I so appreciate all of you listening. And Veronica for doing the news, and Lindsay for producing, and Bob Ferguson for making sure all the buttons work. It's time now for Lou's Last Call, sponsored by Townstone Financial. Tom in Naperville is our last caller. Hey, Tom.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, terrific. I got up this morning, read the obituaries. I wasn't in them. I thought it's a good day.
It's always a good day when you wake up. Why is it, Tom, as we get older, I do it now, too. I read the obituaries when I just read them, but just see what's going on, right?
Oh, that you do. You do.
I know.
You do.
I know. How can I help you, sir?
I have a question relating to, I have a between the studs in the wall gas-fired heater.
Between the studs in the wall gas-fired, you mean it's mounted, surface-mounted?
You put it against the outside sheathing.
Okay.
And then you framed around it.
Right.
And it's direct vented.
Okay.
Last summer, I decided I didn't want to pay to have the pilot light on, so I shut the gas supply off.
Okay.
When I turned the gas supply back on, I couldn't get the pilot light to stay on. I took off the valve and went to a particular facility. They told me the valve was bad. I replaced the valve. It now works, and I use the term "works" advisedly because I'll get my pilot light stays on. I get the extra flame when I need the heat. Then it'll shut itself down, and then a couple seconds later, I'll get the large flame again for about 5-10 seconds, and it blows and heats, and then it shuts off.
Wait! Let me stop you. When you change the gas valve, what about the thermocoupler?
That's where I'm leading. I did not change the thermocoupler.
That's your problem.
Oh, that's terrific.
Well, I mean,
it's an easy fix.
Right. So, I mean, you know, that whole sensor there, that little thermocoupler with the wire that heads to your gas valve,
mm-hmm.
that thing needs to stay hot and sense the flame.
Right.
And the reason probably what happened is, you know, as these things get older, they get dirty. Sometimes you can just clean it off. But since you put a new gas valve on, I would take that thermocoupler off and go back to the hardware store or wherever you got the valve and say, I need one of these for $10.
Well,
or
even more so, the original thermocouple had, for want of a better term, a little half-inch sleeve at the end.
Right.
And I wanted to make sure I kept it. And somewhere along the line, it fell someplace.
Right.
So I'm in there with my thermocouple without that sleeve. And is that my to my detriment?
That's your downfall, probably. But the thing is, in other words, with that little sleeve, it lengthened the thermocoupler to catch the flame.
Uh-huh.
So now what you need to do is that tip of that thermocoupler, you need one that's a little bit longer. All I need is that flame to touch that thermocoupler.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go, they have different sizes, and you want to make sure you get the right, you know, a little bit longer the one that you have. As long as you have room, it doesn't touch it. But typically you can, when it fits
yeah.
in place, you can bend it. And then you put that in there, and you should not have a problem at all. Hang on a second. I want to send you out a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is home to Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. That tone you heard, man, it's 10 o'clock. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hi, Lou.
I Why, that's really nice.
How are you?
I'm great. I'm wonderful.
Good. Me too.
What's coming up on today's show?
Well, do your children's friends still call you Mr. and Mrs. Manfredini? Or do they call you Lou? And
well, so that's a
Mary
that's,
Beth.
With it, it's a very that's a very interesting thing. As my kids are getting older, I think for the vast majority of them, they still call me Mr. Manfredini. But my our son is dating a girl who's 21, whom mm-hmm. we met and have done a lot of things with. And you know, I said you can just call me Lou, and you can call my wife Mary Beth. And she's like, oh, I don't think I can do that. Right. And so
I have a funny story about it, too.
Yeah. So I think it depends on I think that the kids that know you when you're younger. I mean, there's a certain
it's harder for them. It's
right,
like the teacher.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. I have a can I tell you a quick story?
Sure.
I went to a funeral for a friend's mother years ago who was when she was living in a neighborhood. One of the kids that ran around with them was a child, you know, and would say, I'm going to say her name was Mrs. O'Malley. And that one of the young men became a priest. And this woman became a secretary years later, worked at a church. And lo and behold, this priest becomes the pastor of that church and comes in and says, oh, my gosh, Mrs. O'Malley, you know, it's so nice to see you. And it's been so many years and this and that. And she says, Father, you can call me Kathy. And he says, yes, ma'am, Mrs. O'Malley.
Yeah, exactly.
He was not going there.
Exactly. Just like she's calling him Father Johnson rather than Billy, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. All right, have yourself a good one, Lou.
You too. Bye-bye.